WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Jimmy Carter dies. I'm Chuck Sievertson. He beat the odds for sticking around for a 100th birthday, just as he beat the odds for this.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
His nomination acceptance speech in 1976. President Biden, while on vacation in St. Croix, remembering his friend Jimmy Carter.
This is a sad day, but it brings back an incredible amount of good memories. Today, America and the world, in my view, lost a remarkable leader.
President Carter's pioneer in the neglected tropical diseases. These are the diseases that affect more than a billion people that have the least access to resources.
Kelly Callahan, a top official at the Carter Presidential Center in Atlanta. That's where the Carters launched efforts in 80 countries to help people wipe out diseases, build homes, and generally make a better life. This is ABC News. At least four people have died in Mississippi, Texas, and North Carolina from tornadoes and bad storms the past few days. This person near Houston was shocked.
Suddenly you just hear like the window breaking. I was like, holy crap, this is serious. Like I thought it was just like a big storm, but like no.
About 50 tornadoes were reported in the South over the last few days, with some of the worst damage reported in Texas. A fourth infant has died in the Gaza Strip, not from weapons fire or bombings or disease, but from the cold, says his father, where hundreds of thousands homeless from the war are staying in tents. A quote from Jimmy Carter. He says, I've become convinced that the most serious and unaddressed worldwide challenge is the deprivation and abuse of women and girls, largely caused by a false interpretation of carefully selected religious texts and a growing tolerance of violence and warfare. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes, on the Devil's Radio. Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happening next. Daddy, daddy, daddy.
We're together for a special three-hour tour of the After Hours. If you're just joining us, you joined at the right time. Two in a row, a Max Inc. radio double dip of the Jimmys. And if you follow along with us, then you know that they are living their virtual best life as the Jimmys get out of the snow and tour around down south. They're back north at the West Bend Theater on 110 and then back to home base on 2-6 in New Glarus, or catch them with Pan Chromatic Steel on 214. The official Jimmy tracker in the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. That's powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Let's play some Panchromatic Steel now on Max Inc. Radio.
You're talking about epistemology as the theory of knowledge.
Speaking, justification for believing something
is a knowledge is what is smallest proposition.
Basis is more princesses.
Panchromatic Steel with the Red Door and the Jimmy's Live on 214 at the High Noon Saloon. If you like that, you're going to love the Magic Conch. This is the Fig Newton on Max Inc. Radio.
yourself. Those hard words you use, they are not the truth, babe. Let me prove it to you. You've got everything you need. It's all right here inside of you, inside your precious heart.
It's time that we enjoy.
What a great block of local Wisconsin goodness. We heard from Beth Keeley, who you can see raising funds on 118 for Girls Rock Camp with a show featuring gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets at the Red Rooster. And then we heard some Brett Newsky. Who? The Newsky, who has the good sense to pack up his guitar and head to Florida until the snow and coldness has gone away. Maybe you're in Florida. Maybe you're listening on the Civic Media radio app. If so, you're lucky, and you can catch all the local stuff in the southern lands, too. Bing Bong is going to take us to break right here on Max Inc. Radio. Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyOafLounge.com.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action. Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers. The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required. Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the last half hour of this very special extended after-hour show. We brought you back with the Shake 'Em Up and the Heavy Looks. You can see them on the 3rd of January at the Burr Oak. We also played Work. We hope you were able to catch their holidays work party at the Burr Oak on Friday. If not, don't panic yourself. Pack a lunch. Get up to Duluth. You can see the show again at the Bent Paddle or on the 31st at the Blue Duck in Rochester. Leaving town for the funk is totally out of the question. Well, we've got you covered right here in the after hours. The annual Wisconsin Funk Fest is happening on 111. Mama Dig Down's brass band will be there and a whole bunch of other acts. And we'll connect you because we're cool like that. We have all the details out there on maxincradio.com. We'll be right back.
we've got CDs. Maggie, how's that CD? You like this?
It's awesome.
Maggie says it's awesome. It's got her seal of approval. Talk to us on the break. Here's an early Honor Among Thieves song. Jurassic Era. It's called Mondo and Rondo.
With silence again. His father is hungry, his mother is jealous. Now how can he listen? His ears are too thin. Hey!
future, one on the past, and nothing in between. One hand is hungry, the other is frightened. The rest of the picture remains to be seen.
Those were the drummy sounds of Joey B. Banks, who for sure will be at the annual Wisconsin Funk Fest on 1/11. I'm going to leave you now with some Brian Drewer. Why? Fingers crossed we'll get to see him this upcoming year in 2025, probably around the summertime. See you next week, everyone, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Jimmy Carter dies. I'm Chuck Sievertson. More reaction to the death of America's 39th president, Jimmy Carter. He was 100. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
A statement from the current president and first lady says America and the world lost an extraordinary leader, statesman, and humanitarian. The Bidens urge young people searching for what it means to live a life of purpose to study Jimmy Carter. President-elect Trump says in a statement that Carter faced challenges at a pivotal time for the country and, quote, did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans. For that, Trump says, we all owe him a debt of gratitude.
He worked to wipe out diseases in poor nations and help build houses for the needy.
He would be the first one on the build site every morning. He would be the last one to leave every day.
Aaron Rank with Habitat for Humanity, which praises Mr. Carter for being a longtime advocate for affordable housing. This is ABC News. A warning to gun owners from the Milwaukee Police Department.